Oh, this is going to be a blast. This is going to be fun. This is something that we've been looking forward to doing for a while, only because we couldn't get with her agent and pay for her performance fee, but we finally put up enough pop bottles that now we got her, and we're the only folks that have her on this continent. It is Suzanne Lane from Possum's Party Store in Layton Corners. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, how are you?
Dandy. You know, the funny thing is that, again, we're sorry that we missed you last time, only because there is a small connection with young John here in Layton Corners, which is really kind of weird because for a Flatlander, that's like, I'm even impressed that I know where Layton Corners is. Anyways, young John used to commute from Warren, Michigan to Mount Pleasant to go to Central Michigan. Oh, what a thrill that was, going down 57 at 1 o'clock in the morning in January. But the cool thing was, coming back home on Friday, Layton Corners somehow, some way, was like a halfway part for me. And I don't know what it is, because there is, and I don't know if there still is, but there is a, I think it's on the north east corner, there used to be like a little filling station or a little house or whatever the little thing was. And at one time it's pink. I guess it's changed colors now. Is that still there?
Definitely not a pink building.
So it should be across from you and to the right on the other side because it's angled.
Yes, you're correct. It used to be a filling station years ago. Now it's a hair salon.
I could see where you'd make that leap.
Yeah, it's definitely a different there, a different business for sure. But yeah, it's a pretty good hair salon there. Just a small little corner, and we've got a little bit of everything here. So
I was going to say, it says here, Suzanne, that you are the mayor of Layton Corners.
Oh, no, I would not want that job.
No, okay, then you're the kingpin of crime there? What?
No, I'm just a lowly worker that owns a gas station with my husband.
What is in Layton Corners? I mean, for the Flatlanders who don't know where Layton Corners is, could you tell them?
Well, it's a big metropolis. We have the gas station here. We have the hairdressing salon across the street. Bar, and there's an auto parts store, a fire department, and a restaurant across the street. So just a small little community here.
Now, do you throw water balloons at the bar across the street so people would, like, you know, buy the Budweiser from you as opposed to over there?
No, we get along pretty well. That's kind of nice. You know, we definitely can share our customers. It's totally different. They drink there, and here they come to us and they take beer to go home. So
bless you.
Nice balance for us.
Nice job. I mean, how big is Layton Corners?
Gosh, it's pretty small. Technically, we have a Chesaning mailing address. So really, Layton Corners is just right this little area here. My husband could probably even tell you the population of this, but he's better with numbers than I am. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's pretty small. In fact, nobody really knows what Layton Corners is. I'm surprised you knew where it was. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, it was kind of a cool thing. And again, we're talking back early 80s. Because you had to go through, and I never knew how to correctly pronounce it. I always thought it was Chesaning or Chesing. There is no N in there.
You hear both. You hear both Chesaning and Chesaning. So I guess it just depends if you grew up here, if you moved here. I'm not really sure. I haven't been able to figure out which one is the correct way.
Well, if you don't know. Well, I mean, that used to be the thing where, how far away are you from town? Because that's, I remember there used to be like, a paddle boat or a showboat or something that was right by the water by a restaurant.
Right. It was right in town as you're coming into Chesaning. It hasn't been there for several years. I know it was kind of decommissioned, I guess.
Yeah.
They used to use it for the Showboat Musical Festival years ago. But yeah, it was a really great concept. It was, people always knew the Chesaning Showboat. You could talk about the town and people, oh, is that where the showboat is? So, you know, that was kind of an area that people knew if they didn't know Layton Corners or around this area. You could bring that up and people have definitely heard of that. So
Now, how far away are you out of town?
We're probably only about five miles, if that. From Chesning, and we're only about 5 miles from Montrose the other way. So we're kind of in the middle of two little towns and halfway between Flint and Saginaw. So we've got bigger cities around us and smaller cities right near us.
Yeah, that's got to be like a beautiful place. I know that Montrose, if I'm not mistaken correctly, isn't that the city where they used to have a lumber mill and they changed it to some kind of hotel thing, and then God knows what it is now, you know?
Interesting. That I don't know.
Anyways, we don't care about Montrose. We care about Leighton Corners. We care about you. Now, how did you get to open up a store in Leighton Corners?
Well, the gas station that was here had been closed for about a year and a half. My husband and I were kind of looking at starting a business so that he had something to do in his retirement. And we just kind of thought it'd be nice to have this store back open again because it was very convenient. We only live 3 miles from the store. So it was kind of convenient to have a store. So it went up for sale and we decided to jump in and never owned a gas station before. It was kind of jumping in a little bit blind, but we had some friends that knew what they were doing and they were able to walk us through it. And here we are.
How hard is that to do?
I think without the help we had, it would be a little difficult. We kind of had a learning curve. We were able to go train in one of their retail stores down in the Brighton area to kind of learn how to run the specific type of cash registers for fuel pumps and all that. But really, I mean, it's customer service is really the best thing here. You know, as long as you're kind to the people and you have what they're looking for, you can pretty much do anything if you know, learn the electronics of it, I guess.
Now, you have clean restrooms there, right?
Yes, we like to think we do.
Yeah,
we get complimented on them a lot.
Because you have a gentleman giving you mints and a towel there, too, right? I mean, you got full service.
That would be a nice touch. I think I need to implement that.
It must be, I would almost say it's almost like a Cheers there. Would it be? I mean, if, not to be too presumptuous, but, I mean, you have regulars?
We do. The majority of our customers are regulars. They come in every day. A lot of them know our cashiers by name. We know a lot of the customers by name. But that being said, we do have people that travel through. I mean, 57 is a state highway, so we do have travelers that come through that we never see again. But the majority of our business is definitely regulars.
I mean, do you have like a sign out front that says last chance till Montrose?
No.
Okay. But, I mean, normally people, when they go to retirement, they go, okay, maybe I'll take up whittling. Maybe I will take up growing flowers. Normally people don't say, let's try something we've never done before. And I'm thinking that this doesn't cost you 50 cents to get started in this business.
No, it definitely was a stretch for us. Yeah, my husband's a very hard worker. I don't think he'll stop working till the day he dies. So,
goody.
Keep him happy, and then I can do what I want. So,
what's the biggest challenge to do what you're doing?
Gosh, you know, I mean, there's been challenges along the way. Nothing that we've not been able to handle. Typically, it's just, you know, when you think things are going well, something breaks down, or, you know, this gas pump stops working, or right now we're dealing with registers crashing. It's the little things, but there's nothing really horrible about it. It's just, you know, the unexpected that happens that, okay, now we gotta fix this, or now we gotta plan for this. That's kind of my husband's very go with the flow. Me, I'm a little bit more panicky about stuff. So he would say, oh, it's great. Everything's fine. You know,
yes.
But yeah, I mean, challenges are small, I guess, in the whole scheme of things. So.
Yeah, that thing about cash flow kind of gets your attention, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. When if he's go with the flow, it's like, fix it tomorrow. It's like, we're down to one pump now, bub. The Red Wings are on. We'll get it tomorrow.
Yeah.
What do you sell inside of the place? I mean, do you have like a food counter? Do you have a slush puppy place? What do you got?
We do have a slushy machine and fountain pop and coffee and cappuccino. And then we have your typical gas station fare, chips, candy bars, bagged candy. And then we have a little section with automotive and like health and beauty type things. We sell T-shirts with our store name on it. Hats.
Do you really?
Yeah. So just kind of a little bit of everything that you see in a regular convenience store. We're just a little small family-owned business, so we don't have anything crazy. We don't really do a food service. There's just not a lot of people travel for work, so we don't have a lot of people here at lunchtime. So
you have like a grab and go for coffee and fill up the tank, and where's the newspaper?
Yep. Yep. We have all those.
Do you still sell newspapers?
We do. I think it's kind of a dying breed though, because they keep raising the prices and the papers keep getting smaller. So I'm hoping we do have customers that really like it though. So I hope they don't ever get rid of it. But I think just now everyone gets their information online.
Yeah. I mean, what do you have for newspapers up there? I mean, do you have anything from the Flatlands, or do you get it from Flint, or is there a Leighton Corners Gazette?
We do have a small local paper
that's
free to the customers. It kind of encompasses like Montrose, Chesaning, New Lothrop, and this little area here. And then we get the Saginaw News, and then we also get the Detroit papers.
Wow. So you're like a library.
Yes.
Man, are you one-stop shop? How big is your coffee there that people could get all these newspapers and then have it read it while drinking a coffee?
We do have a couple different sizes of the coffee, and some people take it and go, and other people stand and chat, play Lotto while they're waiting and talking. So,
do you broom out the deadbeats and say, come on, you've been in the store long enough. Let's go, let's go.
No, we try to be friendly to everyone.
That's an amazing thing, because where you're located, it's flat. I mean, like the plains flat. How tough is it for you guys in the wintertime?
It's not too bad, because we're on the corner of two main roads. So typically we're plowed pretty fast. We have a company that comes and plows our parking lot before we even open. It's really just getting off the side streets onto the main roads. And usually I think there's been one time in the 6.5 years we've owned the business, we didn't open on time because of snow. We're pretty lucky there.
I mean, do you live within walking distance in case there's something odd that goes on? Weather-wise?
We're only 3 miles from the store, so, you know, I can be here in 5 minutes. My husband jokes that we need to buy a snowmobile in case there's a lot of snow, we can just ride up here, but I'm not on board with that yet.
And let me guess, he'll get to the snowmobile soon.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me. Because I'm thinking, with all the folks that go by, I mean, there can't be that many gas stations up there. Now, if I'm not mistaken, you have how many pumps?
We have a total of 8 pumps.
8 pumps? So you're rich.
No, I wish.
8 pumps? I didn't think that the store was that big.
Well, there's like 4 pumps, and then there's like 8, you know, 8 people can get fuel at the same time, I guess. So
wow. You got diesel and stuff, or?
We do not have diesel here. Just regular through Ultra is all we have. We looked into putting a diesel tank in, and just the cost is just not worth what we're going to get out of it. So, yeah.
I was going to say, how many trucks go past you?
Quite a few, actually. I think this is kind of one of the ways to get towards like Grand Rapids, out towards 127. And then we're not too far from 75 either. So, we have a lot of semis come through this way. Not too many stop here, just because I don't really think we're equipped for big semis.
Meaning?
We do have a fair amount.
Meaning what that you're not equipped for?
Diesel.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
We don't have the diesel here and all that. So.
And move around the side? Because I'm thinking that, you know, you brought up snowmobiling. I mean, when it gets really crazy snow up there, do the folks just drive the snowmobiles on the roads?
And they drive them right into our parking lot, fill up their snowmobiles, and back on the road again. So.
And I'm thinking,
it's a very small town.
I was going to say, I don't think the Leighton Corners Police Department, because I'm pretty well sure, would you have one? No, because you'd have Chesaning. Chasing,
no,
whatever.
We're serviced by the Saginaw County Sheriffs, and then also I think the Michigan State Police kind of have like a little portion of this area as well, so.
Wow. And also, from my understanding, you're a hell of a shot.
Well, that's right.
All right. Makes sense to me, you know, because we're thinking if we normally see, like, up north that they try to bring a lot of snowmobilers up. I mean, do you do something different for the snowmobilers or?
You know, we really don't have any sort of, like, specialty for them. I guess probably the best thing we have is the Ultra Gas. A lot of people treat their snowmobiles with a lot of care, and they like the more expensive gas in it. But yeah, they come here and warm up. We keep the hand warmers ready, and they just come and get what they need and back on the road.
You know, you referenced Ultra a couple of different times already. What is that?
It's one of Sunoco's gases. We have the regular through Ultra. Ultra is the top 93 octane, I believe it is.
And you put that in snowmobiles?
Some people do.
Wow.
It just depends on how they baby their snowmobile. I know we've had some customers come through New Lothrop, the next town over, has a car show in the summertime. And we've had some people bring their old cars up here to gas up because they put the Ultra in their car. So I think we're the only one in this immediate area that has that. So,
you know, the funny thing is that you're saying that you sell automotive supplies there. I mean, you sell what, small block V8s there or?
No, just the very basics, a little bit of oil, some windshield washer fluid. We have a full service auto parts store next door. So of course, you know, they're coming to us in a pinch when they're closed. So we don't need to stock a whole lot of things. So,
you know, do you close?
We do. We close at 10 during the week and 11 on the weekends.
Wow. So you go in when it's dark and you come home when it's dark.
Not me, but yes.
It's good to be the king, isn't it?
It is sometimes, yes.
Even though you have all the headaches and worries. You know?
Yeah, and I do occasionally work a shift. In fact, I'm working tonight. So, I mean, it's, you know, it's the life of an owner, I guess.
So, but you people actually, I'm sorry, but people actually know you.
Yes.
So they could see you on site. I mean, does that make you part of the civic fraction, I guess? I mean, do people see you around town? I mean, how many round towns? Gosh, you know what I just happen to think? Originally, when we said the premise about your place being like Cheers, I mean, where else would people meet?
The bar across the street is a big meeting place. And then a lot of people just hang out at each other's houses. They pick up a six-pack of beer and head out and work on their car or work on different things and just talk and hang out. And, you know, people do hang out here. We've had conversations happen in the parking lot for, you know, an hour with customers or my husband will stand out there and talk with people. It just, you know.
Does that make you nervous?
No, not at all.
Do you shoo them away from the pumps and say, look, deadbeats, we need to get people through here?
Well, if people are waiting to get gas, then yeah, we do have to have people move if they're just talking. But yeah, for the most part, people are very respectful of each other. You know, they'll see that someone's waiting and they'll move out of the way and probably talk to them as they're pumping their gas too. So,
you know,
very, very friendly here.
I was going to say, is it farm country exactly where you're at? Because zipping down 57, you don't get a chance to see a whole lot.
Yeah, it's a big farming community here. So,
then, yep. Do you run for government there, or how are you governed over there?
We have a township board, and actually the township building is right behind our gas station here.
So you have influence. Way to go.
Yeah.
How does that work, though? I mean, if there's a dispute, where do you go to? Because how tough are they on you for, like, zoning things, or if you wanted to add something to the station? Do you got to go through all the rigmarole, or do you just knock on the door and go, hey, Bob, we're thinking about adding on?
Oh, no, we would have to definitely go through everything. I know when we bought the place 6.5 years ago, there's actually an apartment above it, and the previous owner had rented it out, and we never planned on renting it. We were just going to use it as office and storage, and they rezoned it in between the time. So even if we wanted to rent the apartment, we couldn't. But yeah, I mean, we have to follow all the rules and regulations and everything. There's not much really we could add on at all. Where we're at, this is kind of all the space we have. So
Is that all the space you want?
It was all the space I'd want. If you asked my husband, he'd have a totally different story.
However, he's going to get to it, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how much more does he want to build on?
We can't really build here. There really is no space, but he's always looking to buy another station. In fact, he called me today and talked about another station he said was for sale. So, yeah, he's Mr. Go on that. So,
if you don't mind, how long have you guys been married?
In May will be 25 years.
And he wants to go buy another one of these.
Yeah.
And you don't have the divorce attorney on speed dial?
Well, I told him when you retire from the fire station, I'm ready to travel. So if you want to hire people to run your gas stations, I'm good with that. Because right now I run this one and I don't. I want to have fun when my kids are in college and he's retired. I want to travel and do all that. So
how many kids
we'll see
you
how
got?
That works.
I'm sorry.
We have two.
Two kids?
Yep.
Good. Well, there you go. Guess who's taking over the second place?
We tried. Neither of them want it.
Not so much?
Yeah, no. They've always helped out at the store. It's part of their, you know, it's how they get gas in their car. They help out and they work here. But yeah, neither of them want the headache of owning their own business like this. So,
yay, you. I mean, how interesting that is that he wants, that he's still looking. Now, he's part of the fire department, you say?
Yes. Yep.
All right. So there's a volunteer fire department there, or how does that work?
We do have a volunteer fire department here, but he actually, we call it his real job. that's what he does full time. So,
yeah.
He works about an hour away from home, about 11 days a month. So he's here on his off days and doing stuff around here when he's not at the department.
Wow. All right. So if money was no object, what would you do to the store?
We would probably just update it a little bit more. We remodeled the inside when we bought it. Outside starting to show its age. We need to start doing some of that. I know he would probably still put diesel in, even though the return wouldn't be that great on it. But I know that's something he really thinks would be an added bonus here. So,
how does that work out? How does he go, hey, you know what, we should do that? And you go, I used the pencil and it doesn't look like it's going to be fabulous for us.
Actually, he is the numbers guy and he is the money guy. I stay away from all that. I choose what we sell in the store. But we have our friends that helped us get started in the business. They're a very large oil corporation here in Michigan. And we run stuff by them. And they tell us, you know, yeah, oh, you definitely want to do that. Or no, that's totally not worth it. So we're lucky in that aspect that we have them to kind of ask questions on.
Yeah, I was going to say, because people just don't walk right on in and say, look, we're going to go from 0 to 100, not only because it's a total different ballgame, I'm assuming, and correct me if I'm wrong, from the we're going to sell you a couple of Dr. Pepperside to the we're going to sell you a couple of gallons of Ultracide, right? I mean, it's
right.
Almost like two different worlds there, isn't it?
Yes and no. I mean, everything is automated. So really, it's just kind of a touch of a button and you can have gas or you can have, you know, chips or beer or whatever.
Yeah, but as an owner, isn't it two different retail worlds? Oil and food, I guess?
Yeah, I guess looking at it that way, it is. I guess I don't.
Because it's almost at a point where milk is going to be kind of milk. You know, it's going to be whatever it is, a gallon within a couple of. But gas could go wherever it wants to.
Right. I mean, depending on, we work on what's called a commission contract. So
okay.
We personally don't set our gas prices. I actually get a text when I need to go up or down. And it's based on the market and this and that and 100 different variables to it. So I wouldn't want to have to try to figure all that out myself. So it's kind of nice that you just get a text that says, hey, raise your gas or lower your gas.
Customers, especially the regulars, go, oh, how did this happen?
We get a lot of that. you know, and most of them know that it's not
us. You.
You know, we're not, we definitely aren't out to, you know, make a fast buck on anyone. I mean, we're honest family business here, and we try to do our best and do what we can. And obviously some things are out of our control. We can't do, you know, what would be best for everyone. And we don't like the gas prices either sometimes.
Yeah, because you got to buy it.
I still have to fill my car.
Yeah, see, that's the funny thing, and I think people are now hip, thank God, by 2019, that it's not you making $1 million off the gas. Now, as everything that we know about people who own stations casually, the income isn't from the gas. It's come on in, kids. You know,
right,
come
absolutely.
On into the store and buy yourself some makeup or whatever. You sell
right.
makeup there?
Lip balm. That's about it.
Well, there you go. There you are. Why should you have anything else? What else do you need? Lip balm.
Right.
I like it. I like it. I hope to God that you have a couple of different varieties so people traveling all the way up from the Metro Detroit area to come see you. We will know that they can get, like, mint and cherry and regular.
Yes. Yep, we do have options.
Unbelievable. You know, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you. Possum's got its name how?
Well, I knew you'd ask this question.
Bless your heart. Okay.
We had a couple owners ago, the guy who owned the store, his nickname was Possum. And that's what he named the store. And when the next owner had it, I'm pretty sure he left it that name. And then when we bought it, people asked, are you going to finally change the name? And I said, you know what? Everyone calls it Possums. I mean, we said something about buying the Sunoco gas station and everyone still called it Possum. So it's like we could change it to whatever we wanted and it would still be known as Possum. So we just ran with it and just kept it like that. So,
well, that's the amazing thing to us because we had and I love the name, Todd Sr. Dunham, only because it's the way it's spelt on the Facebook page. He says, you got to, if you come up here, you got to stop in at Possums. And we were just like amazed, wow, Possums? And then we were even more thrilled that we heard that it was in Layton Corners and it really wasn't in town. And we said, oh, we got to make a journey. Matter of fact, we are going to come up and see you. This Saturday, matter of fact.
Yes, we're looking forward to that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, get out your baseball bats now. Anyways, Suzanne, has taken way more time. We told you that we're only going to do 5 to 7, and my God, we almost pancaked a whole half hour with you, and we could go a lot further. Thank you so much for having us with you.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, I know, but we don't want to, you know, take up your time. I'm sure there's tons of people at the pumps beeping their horns, you know, going, what the hell's going on here? So we are going to be up there. We'll put you on our Facebook page because this sounds like a fascinating, wonderful place. It's almost like one of those Hallmark holiday kind of party stores. I mean, what are you? Party store? Gas station? What are you?
Gas station, convenience store. And liquor store. We do sell liquor, too, so.
Do you?
Yeah.
Suddenly, you become one of our friends. Okay. Again, Suzanne Lane, Possum High Performance Party Store, Layton Cornish. You can't miss it. It's got the good gas there, not the cheap junk that you see in those corner, you know, dollar store kind of two-bit things where it's basically, in our opinion, all water. And it'll screw up your snowmobile, your monster truck, your John Deere. You know, you don't want to go there. You want to go to Possum's where they have lattes and lip balm.
Yes.
Why do you? Why would you go?
Tagline.
Honest to God, why would you go to a Dollar General when you got, you know, you got a Dollar General by you?
We do.
Okay, I hate that place. Anyways, don't go to. Here's the story from John Sever, the Big Cheese here at CKW. Don't go to Dollar Store. I mean, if you guys still had the Ben Franklin in town, that would have been hip. You know, but since they're gone, it's Possums. Go see Suzanne. Go see everybody. Go see Suzanne's husband. His first name is?
Kurt.
Kurt. All right. If he's not saving people out of a burning building, I got a funny feeling he's sitting out front next to the door in a rocking chair greeting everybody coming in. You know?
Well, he's not that old yet, but maybe someday.
No, I mean, this isn't like Uncle Joe at the Shady Rest, you know, but... But we're just emphasizing the friendliness of this place. You have been an absolute delight, Suzanne. Stay on here for just a second, and we want to talk to you for just a second more, if you'd be so kind.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. CKIW Radio 76, The Grassroots, from 1967, Midnight Confessions.